One thing that they have found is actually that picture books, you know, those books that we're always reading to our kids, well, those can be really important in helping kids to eat more vegetables and fruit. And the way you get them to do it, according to the studies, is basically that you show them books that have pictures of the vegetables or the fruit that you want them to eat. And researchers have actually found that they start to get more accustomed to these foods, and they get more interested, and they look at them a little bit more, and sure enough, they actually start to eat a little bit more.
Now, what other suggestions do researchers have to kind of get around these picky eaters?
Yeah, well, here's another one that I just loved. So a Dutch study, and this is pretty recent, of about 163 toddlers tested reading a book to them that had a rabbit who loves to eat baby carrots. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you know, what's not to like there? And they also took a puppet to kind of reinforce all of this. And these kids were randomly assigned to four different groups, and I won't bore you with all the details of this, but basically they found that the group who actually received the most interaction with the puppet, they ate more carrots. And they tested this by supplying them with snacks. So there were four different kinds of snacks. One of them included baby carrots, and they found that the kids who had the puppet and the interactive reading ate more of those baby carrots than the other groups that didn't have that. And I thought that that was really interesting, because that suggests, again, that, okay, let's make sure that when we're teaching kids about foods, we're making it fun. We're not just putting it in front of them and then begging or pleading or threatening or whatever it is that we, you know, decide we do that day to get them to eat it. Right, exactly.
So if picture books and puppets help, what about incorporating fruits and vegetables into playtime?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that, because that's exactly what another group of researchers has done. So basically, they took fruit and vegetables into the classroom or into the place where the kids were, and they didn't feed them to them. They just let them hold them and smell them and, you know, kind of play a little bit with them. And they found, too, that by getting these kids familiar with this produce in this way, that when they were served to them in meals, that they were more likely to try them. And they were more likely, when they tried them, to eat a little bit more.
So this gets you beyond that initial barrier of,
right,
not
exactly.
Going to try it.
Well, we hope that it will. Now, it may not work in 100% of cases.
Right,
but,
because there's also the taste issue.
Yeah, there's the taste issue. And we do know that kids need to try foods at least 8, 10, maybe 12, 15 times before they really accept it. And that's where I think as adults we get kind of discouraged.